Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'd like to invite you to my first show of Reimagine Success. On this show, I'll be talking about success, but not in the normal way that you think about success. We all have our preconceived notions of success and how to get there and what we would like to achieve. But guess what? Things don't always go as planned, and success can come in so many forms that we haven't even thought of or imagined. So that's why I call the show Reimagine Success, so that we can open up, get inspired for new possibilities to be successful within our lives. Also, I'll talk about STEM. I'm passionate about STEM and looking at STEM as an opportunity to be successful. Now, you may ask me, what is STEM? STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And those are four areas of study that people can have jobs, great careers in. So we'll delve into that too. And finally, the third piece of this, my focus is on minorities, women, and people who are traditionally not set up or have a harder time being successful, reaching success, not always invited into spaces where they can maximize and do their best work. So I want to encourage all of us who are women, minorities, to reach out and just do more and achieve more and break down barriers, of course. Now let me introduce myself. So like I said, my name's Melanie, and I'm from New Orleans. Born and raised in New Orleans, spent my whole childhood here. And then I went on to go to college and study chemical engineering. Now, how did that happen that I grew up in New Orleans and then decided, yes, I want to go away to college and study chemical engineering? So the story is really interesting because when I first applied and decided I was going to do engineering, I really didn't know anything about engineering or what that entailed, what it meant. But while I was a senior in high school, one of my friends asked me or told me, she told me about a program called En-ROADS, which is still actually available today for students to participate in. And it's an internship program. And this program is for students to get internships in and around their cities. And so I applied for the program, but there were certain caveats. One of them was you had to be in engineering school for one of the programs. They do have other majors, but that was one of the programs that I wanted to apply to. And then what sold me on it was a paid internship. At the time, I was 17 years old and hadn't really had any significant jobs at that time. I had done some odd jobs here and there. So I was really excited about the prospect of having a paid internship here in New Orleans. And so I applied. And guess what? I got in. But when I applied, I had actually been accepted to school, Carnegie Mellon University. And I'd been accepted in the chemistry department. But one of the requirements of me accepting my internship was that I needed to be in an engineering school. So I decided to call up Carnegie Mellon and ask them to switch me from the School of Sciences to the School of Engineering. So I switched from my major being chemistry to chemical engineering. Now, at the time, I didn't know how pivotal that would be for me. But who, you know, what 17-year-old really knows what's going to happen in the future? But I'm really glad I made that decision. And I'm still a chemical engineer to today. Now, once I did get that internship, I went into the program, En-ROADS, and it really opened up my eyes because, as I mentioned earlier, I had no idea what engineering really entailed. My dad actually was a business major and did project management, but there weren't any engineers in my family, in my immediate family. So once I got into that program, I was able to learn about, you know, engineering and find out that it's a lot of problem solving. And so that's what I did. I was open to learning and seeing what it was and seeing if I liked it. And I loved it. So this is a great point for me to talk about our crystal of the day, also known as gem of the day. So the crystal for today is to be open. Be open to new opportunities, new challenges, new things that you can try. For me, in this case, I was planning to go to school for chemistry, really didn't know about chemical engineering, but since the internship came up and I wanted to take advantage of it and, of course, make the money that summer, I went ahead and said, let me find out about this engineering thing. And so that's how I got my start as engineering, just being open and ready to accept whatever gifts, blessings that life threw at me. Now that I have talked about that, I'll continue on a little bit more telling you about me. So I did go to college at Carnegie Mellon University and stayed there for 4 years and got my chemical engineering degree. And then I went on to LSU to get another degree, a master's in chemical engineering degree at Louisiana State University. So I came back home to Louisiana to do that. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about as well is that I found out how few women and minorities were in the engineering program when I got there. I was actually pretty shocked that there were so few women and minorities. I did go to a school that was very heavily male. The percentage of guys at Carnegie Mellon was higher when I was there than females, just overall. But that definitely translated into the chemical engineering department as well. There were some women in it, but minorities was even more slim. So that leads me to just realizing how small the population was, unfortunately. So what I also like to do is just inspire and help other women, minorities, get interested in engineering and know that this is a path that they could be successful in. Now, STEM, I mentioned STEM earlier. STEM is really broad as it includes science, technology, engineering, and math. And when we reimagine success, those things fall in so many categories. It could be from anywhere from working in a plant like what I do, chemical plant, or you could work in the medical field that includes science, technology. Well, I mean, honestly, technology is really involved in everything that we do because most of us use a computer or at least have some type of phone. So there's so many opportunities that people just are not aware of within the realm of STEM. And when I was younger, I also found that a lot of kids my age at the time, they wanted to pursue acting, entertainment, which is really great, but a lot of that is very difficult and challenging to, you know, be the cream of the crop and really make it. And so there are so many good sustainable jobs in the STEM sector that it's something that I've become passionate about helping people learn about and know that they can get a job in the STEM sector. So just a little more about my story. After completing college and completing my master's degree, I went on to start working, and I worked first at a pulp and paper mill. This was after my internships, because once I got into that internship program, I didn't mention that that was 4 summers of internships. So every summer that I was in college, I had an internship through that program that I was in Rhodes. So I really got a good foundation of what it was to work in industry. I specifically at the time worked in the oil and gas industry. And then once I got out of college, the internships along with my college degree gave me a leg up. And I was able to pretty easily secure a full-time job at a pulp and paper mill. And so I was able to use my engineering skills for the first time outside of, you know, being a student. And once again, when I got to the pulp and paper mill, it was very male heavy. So great people that I worked with. But once again, I just realized how important it is to help people understand the opportunities that are available for them in STEM so that they can come and have the same type of jobs that I've had, that I have, and then the many jobs that go unfilled here in our country. So after that pulp and paper mill, I continued on and worked for a number of other companies in engineering and have been very successful myself in doing that. So I'm very thankful that that decision that I made, which chemistry would have been a good choice for me as far as a degree, but engineering just took it to the practical level that I really enjoyed, and I haven't looked back since. With that, I'd like to just say that the opportunities are endless in any STEM sector, and you can work anywhere all over the world. I mean, as I mentioned, you can be in the medical field. You could be in engineering, you can work at a chemical plant, you could work in food science, all the things that we wear, use in our day-to-day lives, car manufacturing. Those are all opportunities for STEM jobs. And a lot goes into making the products that we use today. That bottle of shampoo that you use, that comes from multiple companies, the one that makes the packaging, the one that actually makes the product inside. And science and technology are used to make all of these things. So like I said, the opportunities are endless. And for those who are more artsy, I'd met two film videographers just today. Two young ladies who are videographers and they do operate the camera on film sets. And they were showing me their camera, and it's so technical how they adjust the lenses and the based off the lighting and the positioning. And then the camera itself is just really amazing technology with the different batteries that it uses and the way that they set the cameras. So that's just another opportunity. If you are artsy, don't think that STEM is not a place for you, because there are so much with digital media, animation. These are all opportunities to use STEM and take advantage of the career and life that you can have getting a STEM job or working in the STEM field. Also, I found out that there are so many programs like the one I was in when I went to college in Rhodes that can help young students get interested in STEM. As I mentioned, I was in En-ROADS, which is an internship program for students who are about to enter college or already in college. But there are also programs for students who are in middle, elementary, high school, like FIRST Robotics, You Be the Chemist. These are things that can get your child interested in STEM. Where I live, there's a program called STEM NOLA, kind of in the Gulf Coast regional area. And they do activities to help kids learn and get interested in STEM. Even adults can do a career shift and get into a STEM career. there are just so many ways and so many opportunities to take advantage of it. So anyway, I'd like to just thank you for listening to me today and starting to get to know me and this conversation. Once again, my name is Melanie Crystal, and I look forward to talking to you again. And keep in mind that our crystal of the day was to be open. Take care.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.